Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. Talking to the Ohio Valley with a local voice.
We've got him on the phone here, live exclusive interview. We want to thank him very much for joining us on very, very short notice. For those who've just tuned in, East Ohio Regional Hospital is the buzz in Belmont County.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
In Martins Ferry, it's closed, and everybody is really, really, really upset, including the mayor of Martins Ferry. John Davies, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Thank you so much for joining us. John, before we get started, how is your health? My sources tell me you had some health scare.
Yeah, I had high blood pressure Thursday and some chest pains. I was in the hospital Thursday and Friday, but I'm back at it today.
Okay, now was this at East Ohio Regional Hospital?
No, I went to Wheeling Hospital.
All right, good.
Which probably is a good call. Me Thursday night told me they shut down, and I told them, I said, you shut down 3 hours ago.
Yeah, my goodness gracious. So, John, you're the mayor of Martins Ferry, and again, we appreciate you joining us on such short notice. What do you know about East Ohio Regional Hospital, the closing, what led up to the closing, Doc Johnson? Give us your insights, because we really value your opinion, because you probably know more than almost anyone else about what's really going on there.
Well, of course, they run into a money situation. I'm not really sure what Dr. Johnson and his team did to get him in that situation. Point, the city did owe them some money through their capital improvements that they paid for. And when I had a meeting with them, and I talked to Kathy Kellich at Belmont County Treasurer, made a deal to put them on a contract so they didn't get caught up on their back taxes so they didn't foreclose. And released part of their money that they actually applied for a lot more than what we released the first time.
Yep. Okay, question, John. I want to make sure that I understand this. I'm sorry, our phones are our phones. Did the city of Martins Ferry give money to East Ohio Regional Hospital?
No. What happens is, when East Ohio Regional Hospital opened up, the city made an agreement with them that we would give back 3/4 of the 1% income tax held for capital improvements to the building. So as they would make the capital improvements, they would submit the receipts to our law director, and then he would go to our auditor for release of payment. So that's where this money came in to play at. So what happened then, when I talked to Kathy, and we made an agreement that the hospital would pay $33,000 a month until they got caught up on our back taxes. Well, I wasn't really, I hate to say it this way, but I didn't think he was that trustworthy. So I went to the city and asked them if they can just cut the check to Belmont County instead of giving it to Dr. Johnson and having it go into his account, then to Belmont County, because I wanted to make sure it'd make it. And that's how we ended up paying that portion of the tax to keep them open for supposed to be a month till they generate enough revenue to pay it theirself. But after we paid that, then they also submitted some more paperwork. And from what I understand, I wasn't involved in that part of it, but they released the rest of what we owed them. So I really don't know what they did with the money, but I don't think anybody really knows what he did with the money.
All right. Well, we're going to get Kathy Kellich on here to give us her side in the Belmont County. She's the Belmont County Treasurer, and find out what happened with that. So as of right now, John Davies, mayor of Martins Ferry, are you saying that the hospital does not owe the city of Martins Ferry any money?
No, they don't owe the city of Martins Ferry money currently. They did owe us $10,000 in a water bill. They did hold that out of their payment that they received from the income tax money. We did withhold at $10,000, but I'm sure they're going to be in arrears here this month.
All right. Now, you said, go ahead.
Like I said, they're probably not paying anybody anything.
All right. You had said something there a couple of minutes ago that kind of perked up my ears. I got the sense you didn't trust Doc Johnson, and that's why you wanted the payment through the county. Is that right? You weren't sure he was going to be trustworthy?
Yeah, I don't think he was trustworthy.
Why do you say that?
Because I sat in meetings with him, and I just didn't agree with some of the things he said, and I'm not even sure if part of them were even true, what he said.
Like what?
So he just made a lot of different statements on, he had different investors coming through with $5 million, and, you know, he couldn't pay the current bills. How was somebody going to give him $5 million? So I did not believe a lot of what he had. And I mean, I sat there in a meeting and I listened to him. The benefit of doubt, because of course we need a hospital, so we gave him the benefit of the doubt, and he left no doubt.
So what else do you think he lied about?
I can't answer that question. I don't know. I know that he lied to his employees. Anybody who works with his employees and does not pay them, that's about as low as you can get right there. Because I have employees, that's my first priority, to make sure they get paid. Apparently, that was his last priority.
So, does he owe the county a lot of money and the state a lot of money? Did he not get special sweetheart deals to keep the hospital open?
Yeah, probably owes $3,000. Probably owes a little over $1 million in taxes and property tax, which people don't understand. That property tax also, about 50% of that, or 47%, something like that, goes to the school. And then part of it comes back to the city. That's how all our budgets are set up.
Yeah.
So he not only shafted the county, he shafted the city, the school district. I mean, he did a lot of damage to a lot of people.
Yeah, no question.
It's
So how much money does
I really don't have to say.
How much money does he owe the city then in taxes?
Well, he owes Belmont County, and Belmont County releases a part of property tax to the city, part of to the school, and then of course the county keeps a part of it. That's how it's divided out. If you look at Ohio property tax, it's all divided out on there. And it's just a shame. I mean, you know, he didn't care who he hurt, it seemed like. And like I said, your employees are your biggest asset to a company. And when you shaft your employee, you're done. And that's what he did.
No question. Who's on the board of directors for East Ohio Regional Hospital? Do you know any of these people?
There is no board of directors. There is an advisory board. And I actually sat on that advisory board, and he wanted to hire a doctor in July that the advisory board did not agree with. And so they couldn't hire without us. And we had no more meetings after that.
So how long were you on the advisory board of East Ohio Regional Hospital?
It became East. But on our advisory board, all we are is for the hiring of doctors. He's for profit. He does not have to answer to anybody. See, most of the time you have a board of directors when you're a nonprofit. And I know when East Ohio was nonprofit before, my friend Keith Summers was on there. And there was multiple people on there, business people and attorneys and, you know, pretty influential people, and they made decisions on the way things were done. We didn't have that. All we were was we could advise him, but he could still do whatever he wanted, and that's what happened.
When did you first get wind of Doc Johnson being less than truthful and having money problems?
Mostly 2 or 3 months ago, I heard about it. I never talked to Dr. Johnson for a long time until last week. I dealt with Bernie Albertini and then with this Julie Ross. And let me say this. We had no conversation with East Ohio until they got money problems. They don't like to tell anybody, or they don't like to talk to anybody until they want something. That's when they called us, when they run into a problem. And you had some people there. You had a couple doctors there fighting to keep that hospital open, and if all their own money in it. And I have no reason to doubt them, to be straight up. But, you know, Dr. Johnson's name's all over this.
Yeah,
this is all him.
This Julie Ross, what do you know about her?
She took Bernie Albertini's place. I said in the meeting with her, she worked hard. It seemed like she worked hard. I know she's taken a pretty good beating over the whole thing, but I actually think that she tried to do a good job. I think that, if she listened, forgive me, but I think she was in over her head. I think she got put into a bad situation. I think they used her for a fault. Old guy. That's what I think happened.
Wow. And Albertini, what's his story?
You know, she was in September. I'm not really sure why or when. I just found out that he left, and then I found out that this Miss Ross was the COO after that.
So the hospital is now, the building is now vacant?
Yeah, there's nobody in it. I think they have some maintenance and some security people in there.
What's going to happen to this building?
Well, I'm not really sure how this is going to play out, because it gives a lot of money to a lot of people. So I'm not what the next steps are. Like I said, I just got back into the office today. They really never let me know a whole lot of what was going on. I have not talked to anybody from the hospital. Rick Oliver called me at 9:30 on Thursday. He said he wanted to tell me the hospital was shut down. I told him he shut down 3 hours ago. So, I'm pretty sure what was going on in town.
John, do you think it's a good idea to get in touch with the Ohio Attorney General to look into this? Do you think there might be some possible criminal issues going on here?
Been contacted. The relation board been contacted. So there's been, the governor's office is aware of what's going on. So there's a whole lot of people in the game right now looking at what's going on. And, you know, hopefully we can get some resolution to whatever. But more importantly than that, I mean, Dr. Johnson will, if he did something wrong, which I believe he did, he'll pay for it one day. You know, he's got to answer to God one day. He'll pay for it. He destroyed a lot of people's lives. Our main focus is now is see if we can get somebody else, you know, willing to move in. The whole valley needs another hospital. Like I said, I was in a hospital day when they shut down. I watched 5 ambulances come in 5 minutes. So I could just imagine how much overwhelming it's going to become for Wheeling.
Have you, by any chance, gotten in touch with WVU or with Trinity or Weirton or even UPMC? Have you gotten in touch with any of these, or Washington? Well, Washington is now UPMC. To get in touch with any of them to see if they'd be interested?
No, sir. I just got back in the office today about a half hour ago. Well, I was talking to you when I was walking into the office the first time, so about a half hour ago.
All right. Well, fair enough. John, thank you so much. I'm glad you're feeling better, and please stay in touch. Let us know what's going on, because that is the Belmont Buzz. There's no question about that. You take care of yourself, and good luck with your blood pressure, okay? Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Oh, these phones. Jesus, these phones. So that's the latest, the Belmont Buzz. You got it right from the mayor himself.